from New York City.
Dave the Boogeyman.
He's the sole survivor of the All-American Heavyweight Music Machine.
For music.
Yes, indeed. Arthur Alexander, One Bar Left.
Uh-huh.
There we go. Just a Little Longer Now by Arthur Alexander. And before that, the title track, One Bar Left, Arthur Alexander, music that needs to be heard. And you know what? I like this album so much, and I interviewed Arthur, many, many months ago. We've brought him back. Arthur, are you there?
I'm still here.
Hey.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing? Yay, Arthur. Hold on. There we go. Welcome back, Arthur. Welcome back to Radio New York.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
So what's going on with One Bar Left? How's it going?
Well, it's going very well. It's been getting quite a nice reception in the music press and from guys like you. You know, a lot of people are playing it, and so it's really nice. You know, I can't complain.
Well, you can complain, but nobody's going to listen to your complaints.
Right, exactly. So what's the point?
Right, exactly.
Might as well enjoy the ride, yes.
I mean, it's a great record. I mean, you are what do you prefer to be called, a veteran of the power pop wars or a legendary performer?
A legend in my own mind is fine.
Okay. Then Arthur Alexander, a legend in his own mind. Arthur started out with the Poppies. Then he became a leading force in Sorrows. And now he is the name brand in the Arthur Alexander Band.
Yeah, I'm just a younger cousin of the older cousin.
Gotcha. So you're on the West Coast. You're in California, and the Arthur Alexander Band is playing left and right on the West Coast. Is there any chance of them coming to New York?
Very much so. I certainly hope so. I'm putting a new lineup as we speak, so we should be sort of, online within a month or so. We're going to start by the... getting back to playing here locally, probably, you know, do some cities in the vicinity of LA, you know, say San Francisco, Vegas, Phoenix, San Diego, that kind of stuff. And then I'm really hoping to put the band on the road, across the country to New York.
Oh, I would love, I haven't seen you in New York in a while. I mean, since you did Sorrows.
Right, yeah, last time we did the Power of Alcoholic thing.
Yeah. But no.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. This would be like my homecoming, in a sense, only this time with my own band, so I'm really excited about it and looking forward to it myself.
Oh, it should be. And a lot of these songs go back to the old days that were like just figments in your mind that you kind of flushed out. Is that the right word? Or brought forth? That's a better word.
They definitely span along, they definitely span a range of time going all the way back to, my days with the Poppies and Sorrows, to most recent stuff as well. So yeah, you could say that. Yeah. So I just had to finally get it out of my system. So there were like all these songs that were laying around, and I really liked them. And so I finally said, okay, we got to do something here. And I went and did it.
And you did it, and you put your name on the album, and it's a good record. It's a good record, and the 17 tracks. 17. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything else left in the can?
I had a lot to say.
Is there anything left in the can?
Oh, yeah. There's another one already in the works.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
And I think you're still working. You're still working on Sorrow's second album?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm working on the second Sorrow's album as we speak, literally.
Wow.
Literally. And then there's the third Sorrow's album, the one that was never released. So that's coming up. After that, so there's plenty of stuff coming up. I just need to find the time to deal with all this. There's only me to go around, and I can only be 17 places at the same time. So
I hear you. And you also produce bands. Who are you producing at the moment?
I'm sorry?
Who are you producing? Who are you working with at the moment? Young talent?
No, I haven't been working with anybody right now, but the last band I produced was the Bloodhounds for Alive Records, and that was a great record. I went on tour with them when they went to Europe. Unfortunately, the band broke up since then. So
really, ah,
yeah, that's very sad. But they were really a great band, and I'm very proud of that record. It's a really great record. all you guys listening out there, if you can get a hold of it, it's called The Bloodhounds Let Loose. It's a really, really good record, and it's really a shame that the band broke up, but so it goes.
Normally the Beatles wait like 8 years if you're the Beatles, and then you break up, you know, and then you go.
These guys were apparently more in a hurry, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes breaking up is hard to do, and sometimes it's way too easy to do. You know, it just.
Yeah, shabba shabba sham, dooby doo dum dum.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Dooby doo dum dum. So right now, you know, I've been basically concentrating on my own stuff. You know, that's also part of the problem why all this stuff is taking so long, because invariably, as a functio, every time I start working on something on my own, something else pops up, and especially if it actually pays money, then I gotta pay my bills somehow.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, yeah.
And it seems like it just never fails. Every time I get working on my stuff, something else pops up like a job, and I gotta grab that. So.
Welcome to life. Okay. Welcome to life in middle age. That's what it's all about.
But for fortuitous reasons, I guess for some time now, I've been able to concentrate on my stuff. So I was actually able to finish that album, and now I'm working on that Sorrows album, which I'm really happy about, finally to get that done. So yeah, things are coming together slowly but surely.
When will there be a possibility for another Sorrows tour down the road?
Well, that's a good question. You know, the things are kind of complicated because we're kind of bicoastal. I'm here. Joey, as you know, is on the East Coast. Ricky is kind of semi-retired.
Right.
Jet, our drummer, is fully retired. So it's kind of difficult to put it together. But, you know, hopefully, if, you know, once the album is together and out, maybe we'll do something around that, you know, event. To kind of do some promotional gigs and stuff like that, but hard to say at this point.
I mean, Sorrows is music that basically got lost in the shuffle, and when you toured a few years back, it was like a revelation to hear these songs night after night. As I toured with you guys, and it just had a fonder place in my heart, listening to the music again and again.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people are rediscovering all that stuff, you know, either rediscovering or actually, you know, when it comes to younger generation, they're actually discovering it. And it's a cool feeling, you know, like to talk to, you know, I know a lot of young guys and girls, you know, around here who never even heard of the band until, like, through contact with me, they kind of discovered it, and they're just like all over this stuff, you know. So it's really a gratifying thing to be recognized for that, and I'm happy, you know,
and to still be active with the Arthur Alexander Band, putting out music that really needs to be heard.
Thank you. Well, you know, I feel like I still have quite a bit to say, and you know, to my actual, you know, quiet surprise, if you will, you know, when I started doing this thing of my own here on the West Coast, you know, I kind of did that to basically, you know, kind of like keep myself together, keep my chops up physically, and just be playing, not thinking much about it. And I was really taken by surprise, you know, how people took to my music, and especially younger people. It was just like almost a revelation to me. I didn't expect that kind of a reaction. And it just, all of a sudden, this Arthur Alexander Band, which was supposed to be just basically originally like a kind of a vehicle to keep my chops up in between Sorrows gigs, all of a sudden, like, the whole thing just took on a life of its own. So, you know, I'm really happy about that. And I just feel like, you know, clearly whatever it is that I'm doing, you know, resonates with people. And I love playing live, and I think I still have a lot to say.
No, you do. And, you know, listen, Paul McCartney, what's he, 78? And he's still playing? I mean, he's got...
Give a guy a break. I think he's only 76.
Now. Okay, so he's 76, but I mean, he's still playing, and you know, I think your music kicks more than Paul McCartney's album. I like it, but I don't love the album. You know, I'm sorry, folks, if I'm knocking Paul McCartney on the air, but you know, you really rock more, and Paul doesn't rock as much as he used to.
Well, you know, there's only so much, I guess, there's only so much you can do when you get up there in age, and I think whether you know, whatever his music is at this point, whether you like it or not, one thing you got to grant the guy, 76, to play 2-hour concerts.
Yeah, yeah.
I know bands who are like not even four times less his age that can't even pull that off. So, you know.
No, he gets kudos for that. I hope to see you playing.
To you, man. Yeah, absolutely. You know
when you're 76. Yeah,
you can tell his voice is somewhat worse for wear, you know, but hell, Jesus, you know.
He's a Beatle. He's a Beatle, right.
You know, for those of you listening out there, just for curiosity's sake, you know, from what I can tell, and from what I've read, till this day, the guy actually insists of singing his songs in the original keys. I mean, hardly anybody close to his age even does that when they go on tour. They just drop the keys, you know, to lower keys so they can actually pull off the song in the first place.
And if you
listen closely, a lot of these guys, you know, like really take liberties with the melody line, you know, going down instead of up, you know, because they can hit the notes. And he at least tries, you know. Yeah, sure. Sometimes he just starts croaking, you know.
You gotta give him
props for that. And he's, you know, I admire him. You know,
no, hey, I do too. As I always say, Paul is my third favorite Beatle, and he's still active, and he gets kudos for that. So more importantly than Paul, because Paul's record's going to sell a couple of dozen, I'm sure of that. Where can they find the Arthur Alexander record?
Well, my records, you know, you can find at this point pretty much like anywhere the records are sold, I suppose. They are available directly from Deadbeat Records, you know, from their website. They are even available from Alive Records, so from Bump Store online there. They are available directly from CD Baby. You can get it there. They are available from Bandcamp.com as well. They are available from Amazon.com. You know, your usual suspects, you know, they're available also from a few other really good mail order retail stores, such as Get Hip Records. I think they're out of Cleveland. And also Cool Cat Music from New Jersey.
Ah, my buddy Ray, yes. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
So you know, they're definitely, if you want to get them, they're available. You know, they're also, of course, streaming. You can get it on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. iTunes, you can actually get either a download version or streaming. Well, that would be Apple Music, I suppose. But, you know, depending on what you want, you can get it. The CD is directly available as a hard copy or a download for from CD Baby.
So it's all over. Is it available on Amazon? Because a lot of people are very lazy. And is it on Amazon?
Yes, it's on Amazon.
There you go.
Yeah, it's available in some places from Wanda Records in Germany. It's available in Spain from
folks, you can call Arthur at 818 and he'll deliver it personally to you. I mean, I think
there you go. Yeah, personal delivery along with the pizza. Yeah.
Perfect. Hey, Arthur, listen, I look forward to seeing you in New York sometime in the very near future. And
that would be great.
And I'd love to have you over to the studio with the band and, you know, pizza and beer, wine, sangria, you know, vodka, you know, whatever it takes to satisfy hungry musicians. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Perfect.
So, hey, we're gonna go out with one more song, Hard to Get. Can you tell me a little bit about Hard to Get? I kind of like that a lot. We've been playing that quite often.
It came out of my first encounter with a synthesizer and a drum machine. You know, kind of dates back to Sorrow's breakup when I started kind of doing things on my own. And I bought myself this little synthesizer and a drum machine, and I was fooling around with that in my studio. And I was just kind of fascinated by what I can do with this stuff. And needless to say, what, you know, I mean, it was kind of funny because basically what I was going for is kind of like a cross between a rockabilly and a kind of a dance disco sound of the mid-80s, which is when I was working on it. And the funny story about it is that, you know, I remember I was recording it at the Media Sound in New York, the studio where I was working with my then co-producer and engineer, Mark, and we're working on this, and, you know, I'm sitting in a control room, and we're listening to the playback, and Mark is listening and kind of looked at me, and he says, you know, Arthur, there's a funny thing about you. You can try be like so cool and also with the times and so modern, but let me tell you, in one verse or two, you're right back to rock and roll. You just can't help yourself, can you?
Well, and that's good.
Busted out laughing.
Well, you know, it's in your blood, Arthur, and I thank you.
You know, it was like so funny because he was right, you know, because there I was like all fascinated with all these latest doodads and trying to put this together, and like I'm listening to it, and he's absolutely right. Like, you know, within a few bars or something, I'm like right back to Chuck Berry, you know.
Well, listen, you know, there's a lot worse you can go back to, you know, than Chuck Berry.
That's straight.
I mean, you know, listen, Chuck Berry is
it's a cool tune. You know, it's a cool tune. People love it because it's, I mean, it's really a dance-oriented track, which I always intended. But it's got that rockabilly vibe, and it's really driving and hooky as hell. So, you know, it came out all right. You know, I'm loving it.
Okay, so let's spin it. Arthur, thank you again for being here. Arthur Alexander, the leader and the main name in the Arthur Alexander Band. Music that needs to be heard. Arthur, thank you again, and we'll get together soon on the air.
Hello to all your listeners there.
Thank you, Arthur. I do appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing
Radio New York International.